I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 24th, 2026. The Kentucky Public Service Commission has approved a rate increase for East Kentucky Power Cooperative. Curtis Tate has more.
Under Thursday's Kentucky PSC order, East Kentucky Power customers across 89 counties will see about a $5 a month increase in their bills effective May 1st. It is the first East Kentucky Power rate increase since 2021. Under a November settlement reached with the Office of Attorney General Russell Coleman, the utility agreed to not file another rate case for 3 years. However, the Kentucky PSC modified the settlement. East Kentucky Power President and CEO Don Mosier said in a statement that another rate increase could be coming sooner. Mosier said that could be necessary to support capital spending plans. East Kentucky Power plans to add 1,000 megawatts of generation by 2031. That includes a new natural gas plant in Pulaski County and solar facilities in Marion and Fayette counties. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
After criticism from the broader University of Kentucky community, athletics director Mitch Barnhart will not be taking a new position with the university after his retirement. Lily Burris has details.
According to a statement released Thursday, Barnhart will no longer lead the new UK Sport and Workforce Initiative after he retires in June. The new position was announced in March with unclear specifications about his role and what the program would include. The statement said Barnhart came to UK President Eli Capilouto and made the choice to step away from the position to not distract from the university's other work. Capilouto said in the statement that funding for Barnhart's contract compensation would come privately. On Tuesday, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear made comments on social media criticizing recent UK personnel decisions, but did not specifically name Barnhart. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
Fayette County Public Schools officials revealed Wednesday they had found years of misreported finances going back to at least 2008. Shepard Snyder has more.
That includes inaccuracies in record keeping, invoicing, and revenue collection. The district's chief financial officer says the district's fund balance is much lower than reported, and its revenue projections could also be overstated, though no concrete numbers have been shared. Multiple audits of the school system have been taking place after a $16 million shortfall was discovered in last year's budget. The inaccuracies were found as part of those audits. Superintendent Demetris Ligon says their results aren't expected to be finalized for months.
We cannot wait for the results to be taken now in order to fix our financial house. The time is absolutely now to ensure that we get our financial house in order.
Liggins expects the district to deliver an accurate April financial statement to the school board next month. They're also planning to request a short-term loan to cover the district's finances until fall. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg unveiled a $1 billion budget proposal last night. The fiscal year 2027 budget goes into effect on July 1st. Greenberg says his proposal includes $5 million for a new Highlands Shelby Park library, which would be on the site of the new Mid-City Market development.
Great libraries should be within reach for every Louisville family, and every person who walks through those doors deserves a wonderful experience.
Greenberg's spending plan also includes additional funding for Louisville Metro Police, a first responder training facility in the South End, and more than $20 million for affordable housing programs. Metro Council now has 2 months to dig into the budget and make changes. A 4.0 magnitude earthquake occurred yesterday in the New Madrid seismic zone, a region that runs near parts of the Mississippi River stretching into western Kentucky, western Tennessee, and southern Illinois. The Kentucky Geological Survey says it's the largest event in that zone in over 20 years. The epicenter of the earthquake was near Cooter, Missouri, a town near the state's border with Arkansas. However, many residents in western Tennessee and western Kentucky reported feeling the quake, with some reports indicating it was felt as far away as Henderson, Kentucky, around 170 miles from the epicenter. No damages or injuries were reported following Thursday's earthquake. The New Madrid seismic zone typically averages around 200 earthquakes per year, most of them too small to be felt. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.